Democrats who packed into the new Columbus downtown Hilton were already giddy with excitement after U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown defeated Republican challenger Josh Mandel. But when they saw the news that President Obama had enough votes to be reelected, a loud roar went up in the ballroom. Former Governor Ted Strickland said the president's victory is a big win for ordinary Ohioans who Obama represents.
You know, to all of those people who are so rich and so arrogant, who believe they could use their wealth to influence our state, I hope they're listening. We kick your rear ends.
After the event, Ohio Democratic Party Chairman Chris Redfern said he believes President Obama's bailout of the auto industry was a major factor in why Ohioans voted to reelect him. And Redfern said he's going after Ohio's governor on that issue next.
It's really remarkable that an incumbent governor of a state that depends so heavily on manufacturing, including the American automobile industry, would literally walk away from that industry and hold hands with Mitt Romney, who believed then, as he believes now, that Detroit should go bankrupt. You take out the word Detroit and you put in Defiance, Youngstown, Toledo, Parma, Cleveland, and 82 of the 88 counties in this state that have a supply chain business in there. It's unheard of.
When asked whether the Republicans lost because they've become too closely aligned with the most conservative members of the party, Redfern responded this way.
The Republican Party has spent the better part of the last 3 years kissing the behind of the Tea Party. They got chapped lips.
Meanwhile, six blocks away at a Republican gathering in downtown Columbus, some Romney supporters were shocked at their loss. Among them, Sonia Aiken.
I just am speechless. It doesn't make sense. We're sad. We're brokenhearted. We're fearful for our country. It's just sad.
Another Romney backer was bitter about the defeat. Terry Smith's explanation?
Like Romney says, 47% is a big number that, people want to take from those that work, I guess. And I'm sure that was not a politically correct answer, but...
Mike Dawson was another Romney supporter, but a Republican number cruncher, and he had a different explanation for Obama's victory. More of a demographic one.
Romney did not perform well enough for a Republican in the small and medium-sized counties. He performed 2 or 3 points less than Bush did in 2004 in a whole number of counties, and that's what cost him the victory. And also you can see in the auto bailout counties, it really did make a difference.
Dawson was talking there about Republican counties in northwest Ohio surrounded by the Toledo area, where President Obama did better than expected. The president had campaigned heavily in Ohio on his support for the federal auto industry bailout and on Ohio's unemployment rate, which had dropped from 10.6% to 7%. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.